From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Venezuela's president and election chief on Wednesday denied a report that voter turnout numbers were manipulated and inflated by at least 1 million for the controversial election to choose an assembly to rewrite the national constitution. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert called the election illegitimate.
We stand in support with the Venezuelan people who support democracy. We're tremendously concerned about what President Maduro has done to his country. Much of the devastation and the terrible situation there is a result of his regime and from the greed that they have shown.
The head of the Venezuelan National Election Council said the claim by a British election technology firm was irresponsible and threatened to begin legal action against the company. U.S. President Donald Trump blamed Congress Thursday for creating new tension with Russia by approving sanctions against Moscow, and the Kremlin agreed the penalties would thwart improved relations. Olga Oliker is the director of the Russian and Eurasia program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and said there is a reason why the sanctions were passed.
The reason that Congress passed this bill, which is now law, is because they don't trust Donald Trump on Russia.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Trump's signing the new sanctions and hopes for improving relations. A suicide bomber in Afghanistan killed at least three civilians in an attack on a convoy of foreign troops in Kabul Thursday evening. Reports from the scene said a number of soldiers, some of them American, were wounded. Just one day earlier, two soldiers were killed and four others were wounded when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says a plot to bring down a jetliner has successfully been dealt with.
The threat to aviation from the plot that was uncovered to bring down a plane has been disrupted and contained, thanks to the hard work of our security and intelligence agencies.
The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, or ASIO, raised the threat level to possible or probable as a result of the plot. Turnbull told reporters in Perth it had been downgraded to possible. Officials have not released details of the plot, only saying the plot involved an improvised explosive device. Etihad Airways, the national airlines of the United Arab Emirates, said it was working with Australian police in the investigation, but it would not say if it was a target. Two Indian soldiers and two rebels were killed in separate armed clashes Thursday in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir. Authorities say the two soldiers were killed during a shootout in the southern district of Sopian, where they were taking part in a raid to capture suspected rebels. Another soldier was critically wounded. Kulgam Senior Superintendent of Police, Sridhar Patil, described the incident.
During encounter, the militants tried to escape and fired upon the party present over there. It lasted for around half an hour or so, in which we eliminated two militants of Hizbul Mujahideen outfit.
Rebel groups in the Indian-administered region have waged a near three-decade insurgency seeking either independence or a merger with Pakistan that has killed tens of thousands of people. A former ally of Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen was detained by police on Thursday in connection with allegations of illegal drug production from 2012. Philip Alexio has the story.
Ngoc Bun Chai was taken in for questioning from his home on the outskirts of the capital, Phnom Penh. Police did not explain why five-year-old allegations of involvement in the drug trade had suddenly been revived. Ngoc Bun Chai was dismissed from his government advisory post by Hun Sen in June, following reports that he had conspired with the opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party against Hun Sen's ruling party ahead of local elections that month. More than a dozen other members of Ngoc Bun Chai's party also were removed from their government positions. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Mexico's top diplomat says his country is willing to discuss regional content requirements during the renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Talks on recasting the 1994 NAFTA Accord are scheduled to begin August 16th. For updates and in-depth stories, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.